1st of November 2020, my name is Valerie and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1115. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. A woman's sex organs are located in the body, such as the womb, ovaries and vagina. The vagina is the cervix and the uterus that leads to the vulva where it opens into the vagina. These include the anus, like part of the vaginal opening, as well as both the ovaries and uterus. The size and depth of the vagina varies, just as a woman can have breasts, hands and feet of different sizes. The vagina is very elastic and can easily expand into a man's penis or penis during labor. A woman's vagina can be as large or as small as 5 cm in diameter and as wide as 4.5 inches. According to one study, the average depth of the vagina is about 3.77 inches, which is 9.6 cm, or about the width of a human hair. In fact, the vagina is only part of the package, and the differences in size are visible in various parts of the body such as the cervix, anus, vagina, clitoris, vulva and anus. The female reproductive system also includes the ovaries, fallopian tubes, cervix and uterus. Vulva and vagina are the only parts of the woman's body that fall into the same category as a woman's vagina, anus, clitoris and anus. The actual vagina, however, is only one part of an actual female body and trembles the other parts of her reproductive system, including the cervix, uterus, ovary, and the fallopian tube. The vulva is deposited by the vagina, anus, clitoris, cervix, uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, and the paracetamol. Many people say that the vagina is only part of the vulva, if they really mean it that way. The vagina, anus, clitoris, cervix, uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes and paracetamol are all located where the labia are joined to each other at the top. It is a very small area, about the size of a human hair and several millimeters thick. No vulva too looks exactly the same, but it is made up of the same basic parts, so they are made up of many different things, such as vagina, anus, cervix, uterus, fallopian tubes and paracetamol. Here you will learn more about this often overlooked part of the body and how to care for it when you see your gyna. Technically, the vagina is just a channel that leads from the visible area to the cervix. This term is so widely used that it has been used to describe the anatomy of the pants. You may find more information on this on our website, or you may find the same content in another format. You will learn more about diseases that can affect this part of the body, as well as about the different types of vaginal infections. The vagina is an elastic muscle cavity that is lined with mucous membranes in the female reproductive system and extends from the uterus to the vaginal opening. The vagina and birth canal are the openings through which the menstrual blood leaves the woman's body and the baby is born. They are connected by the vulva, which forms the skin fold around the vaginal opening, and by a cervix, which delimits the opening between the uterus and uterus. The cervix and uterus form the inner end of the vagina, while the outer end is formed by the vulva, anus and vaginal opening, which is externally close to the urethra opening and anus and can be slightly covered and surrounded by hymen. The cervix bulges from the neck to the uterus and forms the outermost part of a vaginal canal. At the lower end of the vagina there are stanchions, which are transverse friction combs that can contribute to the flow of fluid from the cervix and uterus into the propria lamina and the vaginal canal. In other words, the leakage of fluid from the vasculature and laminations in the lamina propria is the main cause of vaginal bleeding and other vaginal diseases such as vaginitis. Although the vaginas have no glands, they are lubricated by the serous fluid through the cervical glands and vaginal lubrication. The vagina is the reproductive organ that connects the vulva with the cervix, uterus and, ultimately, the uterine cavity. The vagina takes on more mature features as a result of its development as a woman, but the vaginal tissue atrophy when women enter the premenopausal phase. When a woman goes through the menopause, the vaginal tissue atrophy and the vagina takes on a mature quality, which is partly due to the aging of the vagina. The vagina is designed to keep your vagina clean with the help of natural secretions and excretions. The vagina does not contain glands, but the vagina secretes fluids that produce lubrication. Learn how to keep it clean and healthy and why you don't need a shower or vaginal wipe. This is all for today, friends. My name is Valerie and this was episode 1115 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.